babe. I'm so sorry. I thought they'd all be gone by now. But our girls' night is running a lot later than usual. I know. I promise they won't be here for much longer, and it was very gentlemanly of you to go in there and say hi to them all. I know you're not a fan of most of my friends. Well, you just think they're bitches because they know you're not man enough for me. You can't blame them. They do have a point. Aw, don't worry. You know I won't let them influence me, honey. I keep you because I love having you, and because there isn't anything you wouldn't do to please me. Now is there? See? They have no idea how special that is. Now, I promise them one more round of drinks, and then we'll have some alone time together, okay? You will? That's so sweet of you, honey. Okay, great. Get down the glasses and fill them with ice, and I'll go see what the bitches want. Well, that was easy enough. They want more wine all around and no ice, so you might as well just bring the bottle into the living room, honey. No, I want you to serve it. No pouting. Come on. Besides, I have a little show-and-tell planned. Aw, look how red you're getting. It's really your own fault, sweetie. You see, when you stopped in the living room to say hello, the ladies heard a clinking noise that they swear was coming from your pants. Well, of course I had to tell them it was probably just your cock cage, but now they think I'm joking. You're gonna have to show them that I'm not. Come on, my pet. Grab the wine and follow me. So, ladies, you didn't believe me about the cage, but look. Do you really think this bulge under his zipper is from his tiny cock? I've told you many times how small he is. On the bright side, at least he always has something hard in his pants this month, just not his cock. Right, honey? How about you tilt your hips forward a bit so they can see the cage pushing against your khakis, my pet? No, don't do that, silly. Take your hands away and put them behind your back. There, that's a good boy. He's just a little shy about all this, ladies. But sure, if you have questions, ask away. No, it's metal, actually. If you listen closely, go on, my pet. Wiggle your hips for the ladies. Hear that? Well, it's muffled because it's underneath all that material. Oh, give me a break, Brenda. You just wanted to see some cock, even if it is a teeny tiny one. Fine. If you're really curious, I'll unzip him and take his khakis off. Seriously, honey, don't be silly. Step out of them for us. There you go. Now, can you see, ladies? It's right there. The outline of the cage through its tighty-whities. Really? Well, I guess if I pull them from around his hips even tighter like this. There. Now you can really see it. Sure, you can tap on it if you want. I told you it's metal. Well, I'm sure it is heavy, but he's gotten used to it, haven't you, honey? And yes, there is a hole at the end, right there, for him to pee out of, or, well, leak pre-cum if need be. Oh, no. He shouldn't be coming in it at all. But I guess he could use that hole for it, too, if he had my permission. What's that? Well, it's got ridges, so yeah, it gets air and it can be washed. Jesus, you ladies have so many questions. I guess you might as well just see it for yourselves. Go on. Pull your undies down, honey. Yes, off. All the way. That's it. The ladies want to see my cock in its cage. There you go. Ta-da! Girls, that's not funny. I did tell you it was small, so of course I got the smallest cage they make. I guess it is a little pathetic. Damn, he's red as a lobster. And he looks so adorable, especially when the tips of his ears get red like that. Well, come on, ladies, come closer. Get a good look. See, this is how it works. There's this ring right there around his balls. Then this cage thing that goes over his soft cock. Yes, it is supposed to be snug, but that's just because his little dick is trying so hard to get bigger right now. It's extra snug. What do you expect? He's standing here naked, surrounded by a group of women staring at his cock. Now, it's locked. See? Right there, you slide this pin thing in and lock it with that little padlock, see? And, of course, I keep the key around my neck, so he knows who's in charge of his cock at all times. Right, sweetie? Of course you can go ahead and touch it. Feel free. Oh, what's wrong, baby? It's okay. They just want to inspect my cock in its cage. Damn, look at all those pretty hands on your caged cock, baby. Fuck, that's hot. For God's sakes, Lana, warm your hands. Sorry about that, honey. Yes, sure, you can feel those too if you want, ladies. Honestly, they're usually much smaller, but they've been full for 3 weeks now, and they still have another week and a bit to go before I'll let them have any relief. And that's only if he's good. No, he's got tiny little loads, so I'm sure he'll be fine. Plus, look, his balls get to hang free like that, so that was very nice of me. Some cages include the balls, too. Fuck, Rachel, why are you stroking his cage? You know he can't get any bigger. Oh, you like to see his skin swelling against the ridges. Well, I can't blame you. I do, too. It's so hot. Just knowing how uncomfortable it must be. And if you rub his balls like this, and put your whole hand over his cage and slowly start to jerk him like this. See? Right there. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what you think it is. Pre-cum, dripping from the tip. Go on, take some on your finger. Now you see why I have to cage him up. As little as he may be, he's got a very needy cock that requires a firm hand. Don't wipe it on a napkin. That's a waste. He'll clean it off your finger. Go on, babe. You know the rules. You make a mess, you clean it up. What are you doing back there behind him, Eve? Oh, you noticed that, did you? Well, you're right. His cock's not the only thing that gets a firm hand around here. If you want to give him a few smacks, he'll gladly take them. Right, honey? Go over there and bend over the arm of the couch for Eve. Show her your ass. It's okay, Eve. Go on. Oh, seriously? That was a love tap. You've got to put some muscle into it. Looks like my man isn't the only one who might be in need of some training here, Eve. How about you, Paige? You want to discipline him for being a needy perv and dripping pre-cum on my carpet? Well, would it help if I told you that he called you a bitch? Oh, there you go. That's it. Put him in his place. Harder. Oh, don't mind his muffled moans. Fuck, they're sexy. Yes. Oh, a couple more should be good. Oh, there you go. Perfect. See how fun that is? Ugh, if you're gonna feel bad about it, Eve, you're obviously not ready to have a man like mine. Now, what do you say to Paige, honey? Good boy. Oh, you're right, Paige. It is turning a bit purple, isn't it? Aw, baby. Does my little guy want to get let out for some air? Sorry, my pet. You know begging doesn't work with me. The month's not up yet. So no, he's going to stay locked up tight for a while yet. It's okay, ladies. He'll be fine. I've had him worked up many times this month, and he survived. Although I must say, he's really straining against the cage this time. It must be all of you inspecting him. The best thing to do is just ignore him while we finish up the last hands of our card game. Yes, exactly. Ignore him just like you usually do, ladies. Even naked, he's not worth any more of our attention, now is he? Where do you think you're going, honey? Oh, no. That doesn't mean I don't need you. You're gonna stay right here and pour us some wine and... Oh, absolutely not. Those stay off, because I might just let the ladies rub your full balls for good luck as we play. Yes, my pet, they will be staying for a while. It seems like you're in for a long, hard, and uncomfortable night with the girls.